Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At the win. At the win. Boy, he rich. At the win.
Did you see your fourth? Damien, you know what I just thought about? Damien has the house that was on Snowfall, like the first one, like where everything
popped off. Where Robbie lives, I think his name is, right? Hold on. Yeah, while we're on the subject, I guarantee you there was not a light turned on in that house. But you see how bright it was?
Bro, come on, man. Open concept.
No, is we there's a big window that we didn't put any coverings on.
Like I said, there's not a light on in that house. It's all from the sun. Natural.
Natural.
The marble floor, it's real. That's why they're breaking ground on Monday at the Sac Republican.
That's facts.
Dr. David brings up a great point that I caught earlier in the midst of all that. Bobby Gerald did once have Kenny blocked.
That was true. One of the better parts of the show Kenny was just distraught. Like, what did I do?
Yeah, and then when he got on, he's like, yeah, I had him blocked. I don't know. It just happened. He didn't even be like, oh, it was an accident. He's like, nah, I did. He pissed me off one day. I said, Bobby. It's my guy.
And, we're good. We're good.
Bobby's been on the show many times since.
Asia and Trista will work this out.
Blocking the Daily W is crazy.
That's crazy, man. Come on, man.
Daily W doing numbers, man.
Daily W doing crazy numbers.
Let me, I heard this. It might have been from Trista, but I don't know. I think it might have been from Trista. We were talking. But there is an aspect and a level of the W and W fans that want to be looked at like all the other professional leagues, but they don't want to be handled the same way all the other professional leagues are. Right? They want to be, hey, treat us with as much respect as you treat the NBA, or treat us the same way you do the NBA. And sure, but what comes of that is ring culture debates and all, like, there's some things that maybe you might not be crazy about that comes with being looked at in that same light. And it kind of feels like I love those women, so I'm not trying to disparage them, but if it's not all the way positive, they get a little too sensitive about it.
You're spot on. Like, Tristan and I had a long conversation about this like a week ago. That's 100% accurate. It's not just player, like, it's like fans. It's day one fans can be tough. Day one fans of anything can be tough. Mm-hmm. Day one fans of Tyler the Creator are not happy with the last album he dropped, right? Day one fans of Kendrick Lamar aren't happy with the GNX. You know, I was with him when he was KDOT, and Tyler sold it. It's like, oh man, it's an evolution of the sound. It's just a different form. You can't make the same goddamn record over and over and over again. And when you do, this is going to come across as shade. It's not, but we all know what it is. You're Common. Common's one of the great lyricists of all time. There are a few people on the planet who could out-rap Common, but when every record sounds the same, people get tired of hearing it. Common, Mos Def, conscious rappers, bruh, give me something else. Tell me a story in a different way. And all of that stuff winds up getting played out, and you have to be able to evolve. This league, the people who run it, the people in it, the people who have, they have struggled so much to evolve. And I go back to Minnesota's coach, Cheryl Reeves. Cheryl Reeves said that day, Angels first preseason game, they forgot. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard. The league forgot to stream it. They were supposed to, and they forgot. Mm-hmm. It was Minnesota and Chicago. A courtside fan saw WNBA players talking about, where's this game? Where's this game? So she started streaming it. Cheryl Reeves was asked about it after the game, and without skipping a beat says, I don't know if this league is prepared to handle the growth that it's facing. I don't know that they're equipped for it. She wasn't just talking about the president in the league's front office. She's talking about the people who cover it. That's why the what is the young lady who goes to Tennessee who leads all of the women's coverage?
Andrea Carter.
Mm-hmm. It's why people like Andrea Carter are so important, because she's younger and she brings a different perspective. It's not that Carolyn Peck isn't. It's that you need someone who is watching this evolution take place without a deep investment into the past. And so many fans have this deep investment into the past. So many players have an investment into the way that things used to be, that change gets uncomfortable. And it hinders their own growth sometimes. And I feel like the WNBA has been facing that since the league was born in 97.
Yeah, man, and it's one of those things where people, you don't want anybody being disrespectful, never. But to be honest with you, I'm not saying it's right. I don't like it. But that kind of comes with the territory. People are disrespectful talking about NBA players. People are disrespectful talking about NFL players. If you want to be looked at in that light, unfortunately, some of those things come with it. Now, that's not what I'm advocating for, but I am advocating for if somebody's watching a W and watches it as much as Trista does and follows it, if she's like, yo, this has been awful. Like, the Ace has been awful. They ain't been able to do it. Yeah, she should have that space to be able to talk about that the same way she would say, the Kings have been awful lately. This is a joke of a season for them. And it feels like you can't say any of that about WNBA players or teams. Within reason. Like I said, I'm not asking you to accept disrespect, but when it's an honest critique or it's done in a clever way, still respectful, you gotta be able to wear that. It's part of being one of the, you know, top leagues, which you wouldn't be.
Yeah, you gotta allow yourself to be the subject of a first take like conversation. And I don't have a problem with it if the conversation is about basketball, if it's about the game. If Asia was rough for 5-6 games and it led to this stretch for Las Vegas, you've got to be comfortable with being criticized because of that. Mm-hmm. And I think so often, there's becomes this criticism of female athletes, and it immediately becomes because they're a female athlete. No, I'm not saying we're completely past that, because we're certainly not. But you would trust that when you're having a conversation on ESPN or when you're having a conversation on sports talk radio, and I understand any woman who doesn't feel like this happens, the conversation has to be about the basketball player. And if the Aces are struggling because they're a basketball team, it's not because they're women who aren't getting along. Mm-hmm. And so often those are things like, if a team like the Aces, as talented as the Aces are, were struggling, and this isn't 30 years ago, this is 10 years ago. It's like, oh, these girls don't like each other. Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of cat fighting. Like, it becomes conversations like that. And it's like, no, man, they're not playing well. The same reason the Lakers didn't play well, or the Kings didn't play well, or the Mavericks didn't play well, or whoever, because they're a basketball team and things aren't meshing with them right now. Becky Hammon's getting older by the second trying to figure out what's going on with this team. Mm-hmm. She looking like Obama at the end of his presidency, trying to figure out, like, man, what the hell happened to my team?
Let me ask you a question. Do you, and this is part of being one of them top leagues, do you think, and I also want to say, I'm not saying this right. I'm just saying this what happens. Do you think there'll ever be a point where they can talk about a WNBA team the way they talk about an NBA team? And what I'm thinking about specifically is the way people talk about Luka and why he couldn't get the extension. He's fat and out of shape and he doesn't care. Do you think that'll
be tough?
I think so too.
Tough.
I think so too. And
you, if it's a, it, I mean, Trista did it. Trista did it and caught heat. But you have to, like, yeah.
I mean, that's Zion. So regularly,
did you
about
see the picture?
Zion,
did you
about,
see the picture of Zion?
Yeah, with his shirt unbuttoned.
Yeah. That was Twitter smoke.
They say that all the time about Luka, but mm-hmm. And I, once again, I'm not saying it's right. Like, sometimes it feels out of bounds to talk about, you know, his weight and all this other stuff. But that happens. Unfortunately, in a lot of respects, that comes with the territory. And sometimes it's just true. Sometimes it is like, Luka, you're not in shape, bro. You put on X amount of pounds. That's not helping you on the court. That's all bad. If I were to say, Kelsey Plum. Mm-hmm. I'll just say Kelsey Plum. You put on 15 pounds. You out of shape. I don't think that would go over well.
I hear you. You don't have to think. It doesn't. Again, TK just did it, and it went terribly. And it's like, at some point, I think that's what sparked our conversation about this. At some point, you've got to be able to have the same conversations. It's tough. I can tie De'Aaron Fox into this. Mm. De'Aaron Fox, year one to year two, was a massive jump. Mm-hmm. I think De'Aaron took another big jump from year two to year three, and he normalized these just massive increments of improvement. Mm-hmm. And then you level out a little bit, and it almost becomes a, hey, what's wrong? Well, nothing. He use the analogy you were using earlier, he went from, you know, a C to an A-. Mm-hmm. Now you're like asking him to go to an A+, or he went from a C- to a B+. Now you're asking him to get to an A. This league has had so much growth over the last couple of years, so much growth and so much exposure. They went from, you know, a C- to a B+, and now you might level out at a B+ for a little while. Mm. And that won't be the worst thing in the world, because you're not used to being that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because a C- might be generous as to what you were before. Now you're leveling out at a higher grade with more eyes, more attention, more sponsors, a lot more money. And you can still work to take that next step, to stick with that analogy you were talking about, to go from a B to an A. But it's a lot harder. Mm-hmm. And you have to get uncomfortable in that growth. And I think there are so many people in the league, and you pointed this out sometime within the last month, I don't know that their leadership is equipped to do it. Mm. And the Kathy Engelbert did a great job of helping them get here. She can be Doug Collins. Mm-hmm. You need Phil Jackson now.
Yeah.
You need the one to come in and get the Larry O'Brien. You need the one to come in and take the next step.
Straight up.
Mm. We'll come back. What a 30-minute block this was. Oh, my God, man.
Shout out, TK.
That's crazy. I got to assume Trista's coming in tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue what's going on, man. I'm stunned. We'll come back. Let's talk some football, though. Let's talk some 49ers football specifically. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Matt George in the final hour of the show. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, Jesse spent the whole break talking about baseball. We don't do that.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I just remembered right now. We don't even talk baseball. Yeah,
what are we doing?
What a bunch of goobers we are.
What are we doing? We don't talk baseball on the show. What are you talking about?
Talk baseball to the 300 people in the chat house right now.
I didn't spend my time watching Dodgers Angels last night. Yeah. It wasn't even nothing to do with the A's or the Giants. I said, yo, Dodgers, that's what has me captivated right now, and it will for the next week and a half, is the Dodgers blowing that 9-game lead. The Padres are now a game up in first place, and they play 6 times over the next week. I'm locked in.
Dodgers are back.
In the
bad way.
Yeah, the Dodgers are back. I'm locked into that those two series, man.
Padres, how's the Big Dumper doing?
I'm not okay with that.
What?
I just want
your favorite player, the Big Dumper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm about to say, where?
Might be. He might be my favorite player, but I never got on board for that nickname. I wasn't on board with it in Seattle. I'm not on board for it now. I'm not okay with it.
Number one wild card team in the AL right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time the Padres and Dodgers faced, was that when they were hitting each other? Or did they play in San Diego after that? They might have played in San Diego after that. Yeah, they did, actually.
Okay.
But 6 games.
When's that there? Series? That series now?
This weekend, and then the following weekend they play again. Okay. That's lit.
It's been a pretty fun baseball season so far.
It has. It's baseball, not bad. Baseball popping off. I think the playoffs are going to be great. I think the players are going to be. Too bad I can't participate in it as a fan. Just can't. It's just against the rules. Can't do it. We can't even throw the ball to second after it goes off the wall. It's cool. And poor Ramos. You know what happened on that play?
It's not even his fault, Bob. Yeah. It's not his fault, Bob Medlin said. It's not his fault. There was just a kid.
They said he was supposed to throw it to second. There was nobody at second base.
That's probably why he messed up
then. Yeah, that's what he went to throw it, and he looks, and there's nobody there.
And you imagine
how is there nobody at second? Why are we not covering second base?
And imagine if he does throw it, and it ends up just right at some fan on first base, and everyone's going to yell at him still. The guy can't even win.
Hey, they sorry, bro.
Yeah, don't fire anyone
yet. I can't believe
yet.
My boys are sorry like that, man. So that's promise early on.
How did it get so bad? Like, how did this happen within one season?
Traded for that black cloud.
Well, no. They got him hit.
No, for real. What's the record since that trade?
They're under 1,500.
All I know is that the Red Sox were horrible. Now they're the second wildcard team, and the Giants are one of the worst teams in baseball now.
Seriously, I think they're like That's 12 crazy. To 15 games under 500.
Has a trade ever backfired like this?
I still hate the trade, to be on just on the record. I still hate the trade. But yeah, everything's been good over here.
It's all bad.
That's crazy.
Today I was listening to somebody and they were saying, I don't know if I buy it. They shouldn't be this bad and this anemic on the offensive end. But they said that trade, in reality, it got everybody excited. But in reality, it kind of signaled we're looking towards 2026. Because they gave up two starters. A rotational guy in the bullpen and then another starter. And
you want Jordan Hicks back?
It's sure. I don't care. Sure. They ain't winning. But they were like, yeah, that kind of signaled 2026. I disagree. I think that's a cop-out, but Bob Melvin hasn't done a good job with this team. The reason why I put it on Bob Melvin, the players have to be responsible at the end of the day. I always say that. First and foremost, that's what it is in every sport. And these are professionals too, so they got to be responsible. But they look like an undisciplined team.
Yeah, there's too many mental mistakes that they're making where it's like that. You point to the manager, I think, at that point.
So, and that's the...
It feels like, too, from Giants Twitter and the fans, it seems like he has an issue holding guys accountable, maybe.
That's where the Devers trade is a good marker. Mm-hmm. It's not one. He's not the reason that this team has fallen apart.
Yeah, he's not.
Like, it's a marker in the season, but it's like, how could all of this
be on that trade? Yeah, no, it's not Devers at all.
And the reality is they was playing above their heads early on. You know, Wilmer Flores was leading Major League Baseball in RBIs. Mm. All right, man. He had more RBIs than Aaron Judge and Shohei. All right, that wasn't going to last. So I got excited. I got hyped up. You know what I mean? But I always thought this year was a round of 500 year. I don't even know if they're going to get to that, but a round of 500 year. Potentially, if things went right, they'd be able to push for one of the wild card spots. Technically, they're like 5 games back at a wild card spot. So
that feels insurmountable, though.
This team reeks of 81-81.
Yeah, I think they're a 500 team. Earlier they got me thinking that they might be a little.
They'd
bit
have
different
to improve
that,
to get to that.
Yeah, they're about a 500 team.
Their losing streaks right now are crazy. Like, they don't lose like one and then come back and win three. Like, they lose 5-6 and then come back and win one.
The bad teams too. A lot. Bro,
top of my head, I think they've lost. I'm gonna just throw out a record. I might be wrong. They might be like 3-17 in their last 20 home games. They've been awful at Oracle Park.
To be honest, I didn't think it was that good. Because if I shrink the sample size, haven't they lost like 11 of 12? Or 11 of, or was it 11 of 14? Because they lost all the Padres games, right?
They got swept by the Padres, lost 2 of 3 to the Nationals. They got swept by the Mets and Pirates. So now you're looking at.
So that's one win.
Now you're looking at 12 games. They're like 11 of 12, like you said. Jesus. Before that, you go to the Dodgers series. They won 1 out of those 3 games. So now you're at 13 of 15 at home that they've lost. I mean, it's a train.
Getting swept by the Pirates is tough. That's tough. Getting swept by the Pirates and roughed up by the Nationals is a tough, tough look.
Come on, man.
But we don't talk baseball on this show.
Nah,
so
we've done too
on.
Much. We've done too much.
We'll do the Men in Black pen thing right now. Forget it.
Yeah.
We've already done too much.
Do the Giants have depth issues?
The Giants. Yeah.
Because the 49ers have depth issues. Well,
it's called a segue, kids.
That's good stuff. Did you hear, to that point a little bit, did you hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say about the team?
No. I don't know whether to listen to Kyle Shanahan or not anymore. Like,
you know what?
Did you hear the – so I saw the Brandon Ayuk thing, and I didn't know, like, oh, Brandon Ayuk, week six. Oh, okay. But did you see what he said after that?
Yeah, he said, well, that's when his window would be open.
Then he goes, oh, might be later. Well, wait a minute.
If only we could have Kyle Shanahan here to tell us.
Oh, God.
Well, see, one of the things, you know, and stuff is like, you know, Brandon Ayuk, you know, he's a good player. He's a good player. But, you know, and stuff, like, he's hurt. So, you know, when you're hurt and stuff, you know, you never really know how those things recover and stuff. And it's just one of those things and stuff that, you know, you try to work through and stuff. Yeah, you'll be back, you know. We might all die.
Well, we might all die as doctors.
The verbiage is pretty accurate, to be honest with you. The verbiage and the breathing.
The verbiage, yeah. The breathing is almost uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. It's so, so uncomfortable. But what did Kyle say?
He was on, like, NFL Network on the radio show, NFL Radio.
This was yesterday?
I think it was yesterday. I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
But he essentially said, you know, we're a young team right now. Our hope is to get better throughout the season and hopefully make the playoffs and see what we can do when we get in there. And
are they a young team?
They are pretty young. Like, you look at the guys that you know, and they're old. That's like 8 or 9. They got a lot of – their whole defensive line outside of Bosa might be rookies. Their secondary –
that dude is terrible.
Their secondary is probably, like, if I had to say their age, like, they're probably all under 26. Outside of the people that you know, they are pretty young. Brock is 25.
Yeah, right.
Not 24, he's 25. About to turn 26.
But of the big names, he's by far the youngest.
He is, but think about how many big names you got. You got McCaffrey, Trent, George.
Old. I mean, Warner's not old.
He's middle. I wouldn't classify him as young.
27?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't classify him as young.
No, I got you. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't say he's old.
No. But that's it on the team that's playing.
You said Kittle?
Kittle, McCaffrey,
I guess Warner.
The line, Trent Williams.
Yeah.
And well, I'll put Warner in there.
Lineman, I would have walked out.
I'll put Warner in there just because.
Okay, that's fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall, second year.
Okay, so no,
Brandon
you're right.
Ayuk would have been young.
Okay, so let's start with that. Oh, you know. Okay. All right. We were talking about depth. Let's stick with that. You think that they? So Kyle says this is a young team that has to figure it out. This feels like it's one of those things where. Those names, okay, there's not a lot of them. There might not be a more important player on this team than Trent Williams.
For sure.
Finding the next guy is or a guy who can fill in for him is vital.
For sure. Like, right now they don't have that.
You can't find a Trent Williams, but you can't have a massive fall off.
No. Like, with that particular position, they're going to have to address that next year in the draft. They decided not to this year. They went back to what they feel, and I understand their thinking. They feel like their identity, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, the way they go about things, probably specifically John Lynch, is we need to get back to the trenches being strong, and we'll start on the defensive side. And they put a lot of cachet and a lot of attention into getting that defensive line back on point. I think Kyle looks at the offensive line, not Trent Williams per se, but the offensive line as a whole, as I can figure that out. I don't need top-end talent to figure that out. I can't replace Trent Williams. He's different. He's in a different category. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to give a top-10 pick to an offensive lineman. I'm not going to go spend money on the biggest offensive line free agent, because I think I could take Jake Brendel and we'd still have a top five offense. I think that's how he looks at team building with the offensive line. Defensive line, I think they look at that as like, no, we need top tier talent. That's why you go get a Mykal Williams. That's why you draft a CJ West, I think, in the second round. They went defensive line back to back. And just going after younger bodies and younger energy on that defensive line.
But isn't the difficulty with that, particularly with the offensive line? I mean, I imagine it'd be true for the defensive line, too, is you have your stalwarts there, but one of the number one things that I would think you would need is time together, snaps together, reps together. And it would probably be difficult to work guys in who might be playing second on the depth chart into playing with first guys until you're in live game action and you're needed. Unless you're managing, and, you know, Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure, recognizing the status of his veteran players, like maybe you're working reps a little bit differently than is traditionally done, you know, throughout the week. And, you know, there's always, we read about them each week and we'll read about them a ton more this season, you know, veteran rest days. It's not unique to the San Francisco 49ers. It's something that's done throughout the league. Maybe that's where you work those guys in, but it's also not live game action. And it feels like, you know, those guys who are second on the depth chart who could be called into action at various points on either line, they're operating at a deficit because they don't get to run with that group. And the synergy of those two spots on the field is so important to proper execution.
No, you're right. You're right. And that's just, that's a balance that they've got to have throughout this training camp. Kyle, shout out our guy Kyle. Renata in the chatty house, he said CJ West was a fourth rounder. I thought he was earlier than that. I know Nick Martin was a third rounder, so that's why I thought CJ was in the second round, but good call, fourth rounder. But yeah, I mean, that's the balance that, that he's got to have. A lot of people, I don't want to exaggerate. There were people who didn't like Kyle saying that, and I didn't have a problem with that at all. I think that's based in reality. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Essentially, how I read it and what he was saying was, we've got a lot of young guys that we're going to give a lot of playing time to. We want them to grow as the season goes along, win games. That the plan is, like, get us in the playoffs. And then once we're in the playoffs, we're gonna let them do what we do in the playoffs. But he maybe tempered enthusiasm. Don't expect us to just – run through the schedule early. We got a lot of guys, young guys, that we're trying to bring through.
Kyle, that's fine. Have you seen your schedule?
Well, look, the schedule, if they started 3-2, you think that's a failure?
I'd have to pull up the schedule to remember.
I can tell you right now, it's okay. At Seahawks, at Saints, home Cardinals, home Jags, at Rams. I could see and at Seahawks and at Rams loss. Or if you win one of those in the Cardinals, I never feel completely comfortable against the Cardinals. I could see that being a problem. Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray, they
I guess. I guess, sure.
And you're talking about having the young guys and putting them in certain positions. Like, I could see it. If you ask me personally, I think they should start 4-1 in that situation.
Yeah, I don't want to give you at Seattle. Like, they've got a lot to figure. Like, that's their first game.
First game in Seattle. Yeah. They're going to be charged up. They're going to be charged up. For opening week, they feel good about themselves.
I mean, Darnold out there under center.
They feel good. I could see.
Saints win by 90.
Yeah, that Saints.
Cardinals, I never know, like, what. I have no clue.
There's a ring the alarm if they lose that Saints game. I'm saying that right now.
You ring can't lose. Every team in the league is going, we can't lose the Saints game. Every team that has them on their schedule, we can't lose that Saints game. Jacksonville is interesting. And the Rams, to me, Rams predicated on one thing and one thing only.
Yeah. That's going to be a short week, too, though. That's a Thursday night game.
What's the quarterback matchup in that week five game?
Question. Hopefully Brock is
Matt Stafford
there.
Get his epidural that week.
No, I didn't mean Brock. That's not what I meant. Oh, I see.
Hopefully. I pray he's on that. We don't need him getting hurt. Although Mac Jones has looked pretty good as a backup.
There's a decent chance that an AFC South team is the best team the 49ers face all season long. If Matt Stafford's back is not good and they're just dealing with that, like, the Rams aren't going to be as tough.
What'd you think about the Falcons?
I need to see Penix more.
What you think about the Bucks?
The Bucks are good.
I ride with, you know, I ride
the Bucks
with
are good.
Bucks.
Your boy. Yeah, the Bucks, that might be it right there. Yeah. But point is, it's a pretty like weak schedule.
Maybe a top three team on the schedule.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I
who's
like,
the, sorry.
I was just going to, I liked what Kyle said because honestly, that's in line with what I think this year is for the 49ers. They had to move on from a lot of guys from that old group. And they had to go get younger. They had to get back into the draft. They had to go find young talent. And, man, it reminds me so much of the Rams of last year. The Rams had a nasty year before. Mm-hmm. Actually, a nasty year 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Found a way to get into that playoff.
That was the Stafford elbow year.
Yeah. Found a way to get into the playoffs. Lost to the Rams. Lost to the Lions in the wild card game, I believe. Gotten that draft, finally had some draft picks after a while. Gotten that draft and hit.
Like damn,
they
hit
on the draft. Yeah, they killed it. And they worked their way throughout this past season with a young group. I didn't think that was a Super Bowl team last year. But to Kyle's point about what he wants to see from this team, the Rams got better and better as the season went along. And that's how I think this particular 49ers team could be. Now, they've got older superstars and more top-end talent where that could go one of two ways. Like, they might be done, or that could help elevate you a little higher than what the Rams were able to do last year. But I like the 2024 Rams as a model of what the 2025 49ers could be.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem with him saying that.
Okay. All right. Who's the... I have to be missing something. I don't know if I am, but you mentioned Tampa Bay a second. Who's the best team that the 49ers play this year?
Probably them. If Stafford's healthy this year, it's the
Rams.
Yeah,
so I was going to say, it's probably the Rams.
But if he's dealing with his back issues all year, then it's the Bucks, the Texans, depending on CJ Stroud this year, and then the Jags if Travis Hunter and Trevor Lawrence thing works. I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. is good as well, but you're going to need more than that.
So Rams, Jaguars, Bucks.
Texans too, potentially.
Texans are interesting. Texans are one that I've struggled. Like
They got to pick themselves up.
That's my quarterback, but.
Well, CJ Stroud needs to play a little bit better, I think.
Yeah,
they weren't bad, but it wasn't what we were expecting.
Yeah. You know, it's the... This is what I meant when we were talking about the Pistons earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, CJ was so phenomenal his rookie year. Doing that again is tough. And, like, they were good. They weren't as good. That was what I was talking about with the Pistons earlier. It's like the... And I know we try to use, you know, basketball models. But it's as soon as he said the Texans, I thought, man, that's what happened to the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Had this jump, caught everyone, like, oh, they became this new hotness, this new little sexy team to watch. And it was like, oh, not quite the follow up. Mm. And like this is a big year for them. Like, what are y'all gonna do?
Yeah.
You taking a step, up or down, lateral? Like where are we?
Absolutely.
It's a fascinating team to me.
Also, I'll be fair with the Texans too. Their whole receiving core got beat up last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Decimated.
Absolutely.
That aspect, and that goes to CJ maybe struggling a little bit. So if they can stay healthy, maybe they can bounce right back. The interesting thing about what Kyle said about getting better as the season goes along and looking at that schedule, and also kind of since we've been doing this show, 49er teams in the second half of the season have always gotten stronger as the season goes along. They've traditionally, that's how they've been. They get better as the season goes along. And if you guys have it in front of you, look at after the Texans game. Man.
For the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got at the Giants versus the Rams, at the Cardinals versus the Panthers, at the Browns, bye week in week 14. Then Tennessee, Indianapolis. All right, excuse me, Tennessee at Indianapolis versus Chicago versus Seattle.
They might be playing one playoff team the second half of the season.
Week 17, 3 days after Christmas, Chicago in Santa Clara. Is that a tough game?
Yeah, it'll be tough. All right.
Nah, I mean,
I don't know. Is Caleb Williams good?
That's what I'm asking.
They have everything they need.
That's what I'm asking.
If you ask me right now today, no, that's a game they should win.
Yeah, it'll be tough, but yeah, it's a game they should win. The more we talk about the Niners schedule stuff, and I know it's not the most positive. It's not even positive. It's like $53 million quarterback really better get it done this year.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's right. Like that schedule's.
We have this conversation all of the time in basketball. We have it all of the time with the Sacramento Kings. I was giving my nephew the coverage versus the contract, right? Mm-hmm. How it changes when Brock's not a cute story anymore. The Mr. Irrelevant stuff, all of that, the $900,000 quarter, that's all dead.
Yeah, he can afford his apartment now. He's fine.
Yeah, like you're one of the top paid quarterbacks in the league. Your whole life is different. The way you're covered is different. Mm-hmm. Tim Kawakami's going to cover you differently. Mm-hmm. Chris Biederman, who will be with us tomorrow, and Kyle Madsen, they're going to cover you differently.
Yep.
All of these people who cover the San Francisco 49ers, the Matt Barros, all of these different guys, Baldy's going to evaluate your film differently because of your contract. And whether it's fair or not, it's the game. Right. It's in the fine print of your contract. You never see it, but it's there. You're going to be judged differently. And sometimes status quo, sometimes just continuing to play well, sometimes playing at the same level, that's not going to be good enough.
Right.
Playing at the level, you know, you have to keep in mind with him, he wasn't a first-round draft pick who, you know, he's getting his second big-money contract here. You have to realize he far outperformed where he was drafted and his contract slot from the moment he stepped on the football field. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter, and it creates a hit. The coverage of Brock Purdy, if this team struggles, will be fascinating to watch.
I agree.
He's not going to get a lot of leeway, is it?
Like if they struggle, like just that covers. Like, do you think it's unfair? Or do you think it's right?
No,
I think it's.
It starts in the football. Football starts and ends with the quarterback.
And he's got to get you to the playoffs this year. He's got to be part of a playoff team this year.
Yeah, remember those future rankings we did the other day?
Yeah,
it was Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. Like it's the big dogs,
right? He's got to get you to the playoffs this year.
Yeah,
he's got to. And that's the name of the
game. And he's got to play well.
You talk about they still have talent on that team. You've got a great coach. You've got a favorable schedule. At least it looks like
right
now.
So that's the thing.
Got to get to the playoffs.
They're gonna get these. He'll get destroyed if they play poorly on this schedule. Mm-hmm. Now this schedule is tough because this isn't. I mean, sorry, not this schedule. Evaluating the schedule is tough because this is based off of last year. The Rams. What if the Jaguars are great? What if Tampa's even better? You got the Rams. Let's, right. What if Matt Stafford miraculously heals from his back injury? Maybe week 13, the phenom that is Shedeur Sanders, a tough break for him, too, waiting to find out whether he's going to be able to go on Saturday or not. He had been slotted as the starter because they thought what's the other guy's
Daniel
name?
Daniel Gabriel.
Gabriel, thank you.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel.
He might miss because of the hamstring, and now Shedeur is dealing with the oblique. So I was anxious to see what his follow-up may be, but we might not get an opportunity to see that.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Read a fascinating article about the NBA salary cap and gave me a thought about dynasties, the Warriors, and the future of the NBA. We'll talk about that. We got Matt George coming up in about 30 minutes. Hopefully he's not in the pickup line at school. Our man was not doing well yesterday. We'll plan to talk to him as well. Stephen McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There we go. Good stuff. We came back, and I was just thinking about, you know what I had last night that's really, really good?
What's that?
It's bomb, actually. It's the boiling crab. I've had it before, and I enjoy it all the time. But
that's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's seafood.
Get you a bag of shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had me some crab last night.
Sounds rich.
Boiling crab. Cheap. Hey, nah, boiling crab is good stuff.
It wasn't cheap, but it wasn't Ella. But it wasn't cheap.
Brother, that wasn't cheap either. It got a lot more expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
It got a lot more expensive.
It wasn't Ella. It wasn't Ella. I didn't say that.
But. I can't lie. I love my best friend of 30 years. But it was about 5 minutes later where I started computing, like, oh, this is dinner for four. I started realizing, okay, we just ordered a dozen oysters. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Nah, I rock with the boiling crab.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah, that's some good stuff, man. Okay. They put.
Might be too messy for you.
It is a little messy. They put everything that you order in a bag.
Okay.
With whatever sauce that you
like,
pick. You
turn it over, like, yeah. On the paper.
Yeah, on the paper, or you could just eat out of the bag and stuff like that. But it's fire.
It's not fast food, right? Like, it's a
sit-down. No, you go sit down. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sit down. I tell you what, though, if I could pick up a bag of shrimp through the drive-thru at Boiling Crab, I'd do that.
For real. We called it in. We called it in and brought it home.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you could do that. But somebody said they the Elk Grove Boiling Crab. Where the Elk Grove Boiling Crab at?
Well, where's the other one at?
K Street. Mall. Oh, well, they got K Street. Oh. And then when I went to yesterday was by Florham Mall.
How have we not done this? Well, I guess because of where it's located is why we haven't done this. Oh, okay. One of these. This is a New Orleans joint. This looks good right here.
You go to one on K Street after a Kings game, before a Kings game, something like that.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sure. Sure. Wait, Katie, up when I get home. Hey, baby, I got us a bag of shrimp. Oh, this looks great.
Boy, crap, it's fire. I had fried the garlic catfish. Butter for my sauce yesterday. It was the garlic butter, and it was really good. But they, Reese and Jazz were going crazy over the Raging Cajun.
Do you do oysters?
No, I've never had an oyster.
Okay, so I never had before, Katie, either.
Oysters are fire.
Yeah.
Some lemon, some tabatio on there. Yeah, I
realized, and so that's the thing for me. Now, you know, we've been together for a minute, so I've got this down because every restaurant we go to, there's oysters on the table. Mm-hmm. But when we first did it, like I didn't know, like it's like you have to make them for me. Mm-hmm. So you get the different sauces, the lemons, and all of that stuff. Once you flavor them joints, oh man, they on point. They are terrific.
I'm surprised.
Absolutely terrific.
I love seafood. So I'll definitely have some more.
Yeah, I'm a seafood guy, it turns out.
See, get me all hyped up. Roman talking about my bad Stockton Boulevard. Yeah, man, come on. Stop playing. I would have been there tonight, actually.
Hurt that man's feelings.
Actually, it's going to take a week or two for me to get back over there.
Got to regroup.
Damn near $200 night. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Buddy, I wish last night was a $200 night.
And that was cutting one of the kids out. And once Ryan learns how to eat the right way, I don't know when we're going back to the Boiling Crab.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. We joke, man. I'm far cheaper than people realize because Bill came. I paid it. It's terrible to admit. The first thing I thought was, we got a reservation in queue next Friday. Shoot.
Oh, man.
During the commercial, our brother Filthy McNasty, which if you don't listen to the show regularly, I understand why that's
our brother. You heard that right. Our brother Filthy McNasty.
That's right. Filthy McNasty said, D-Lo, do you have any thoughts on the Brian Flores lawsuit versus the NFL? For those who didn't see that news that came today, it's essentially that Brian Flores' lawsuit can go to court, which means it can't go to arbitration, or it's not going to arbitration, excuse me. If this sounds familiar, it's essentially what happened with the John Gruden lawsuit versus the NFL, where I believe that the same thing is going to happen in both cases, because I'm an avid reader and listener of Mike Florio. Mike is a lawyer, and I know some people don't like him. He can be a bit pompous, but when it comes to this stuff, one, I love Mike Florio, two, when it comes to this stuff, there's literally no one better to discuss it because he knows the law. Right. He's like, so what's going to happen is the NFL is going to fight for this to go to the Supreme Court. And I, in talking about the John Gruden thing, I imagine the same thing is going to be true for the Brian Flores lawsuit, with people saying this doesn't make sense. There's so many flaws in going to arbitration, which completely favors the NFL. Like, this is going to court. Yeah. Neither of these trials will ever, unless Brian Flores and John Gruden both individually make a stand of themselves or a pact with their attorney that no matter what, we're taking this to court. Mm-hmm. There's, I would say, no chance this happens, because the NFL will break out that pocketbook for one reason and one reason only. They don't want discovery. Mm-hmm. Discovery is the process of gathering evidence. For the things that Brian Flores is taking the NFL to court for, they do not want discovery to become public. Right. For the things that John Gruden isn't even taking the NFL to court to dispute what happened. He's taking the NFL to court to say they strategically leaked these emails because they needed a fall guy for these alleged 60,000 emails or whatever that were going through. And I don't remember if it was tied to the Brian Flores lawsuit. I think these two might be tied together, mm-hmm. but he's not disputing that it happened and that he said those, you know, derogatory terms about Demoris Smith. Mm-hmm. He's saying that the NFL set me up. Mm-hmm. They don't want any of this stuff to become public, because you know what becomes public? All of those emails. Oh, you don't think Mike Florio will sit around for five straight nights reading all 60,000 of those emails?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he will. You think of all of those emails, there were two from the same guy who I think was a Monday Night Football commentator at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's it? And all of the NFL's hands are clean on this one.
Swear to God, we're clean.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Look, I'm not – I definitely ain't defending John Gruden, but I think he's 100% spot on with what he's talking about.
Oh, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. They did that on purpose. They did that to cover their ass. 100% they did it. And in that regard, it likely protects your boy, Jerry. It likely protects Kroenke. It protects the owners, right? That's what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about Roger Goodell. You could throw Roger Goodell out, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
You can't throw Jerry Jones out. And that's probably, if we're being completely honest, that's probably what this is all about. It's about Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. Like David Tepper, Carolina. Mm-hmm. No one cares.
Right.
No one cares.
He can go.
No one cares.
That's how they were. Yeah, he can go.
It's Jerry. It's Kroenke. It's Kraft. I might be missing.
Lori.
Right. Lori. There you go.
And York. I think those are the
things. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And that's it. The NFL does not want this public. Mm. I'll be. And you can bet if there is a settlement. Yeah, the terms of the settlement weren't disclosed because the two signed non-disclosure agreements. And I'll be anxious to see if everyone runs to leak a number like they did with Cap. Mm. Like they have tried to convince you that Cap, and I don't remember if Eric Reed was a part of that lawsuit or not, but that he settled for like $1 million or $2 million. Like, all right, ho. That's what he did.
That's what your boy.
Sure, that's what he did.
Marcellus Wiley, you always trying to talk about. Yeah, wild boy, too.
Yeah, that's a word for him. That's a word.
That's a wild boy, too. The what was I going to say about the NFL?
Man, he hit the sunken place hard. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, too. Mm. Just out of nowhere.
I used to listen to him on ESPN LA, 17. And he wasn't like that.
That lady hit the teacup with the spoon, and he was gone.
Oh, well, we lost
R.I.P. to Marcellus Wiley.
We lost one.
Or at least that version.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.